the book Hebrews, part 264. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe Israel's Rapture, book that has been written for the time that we are living in, which is also my doctoral degree, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, international code for South Africa, plus 27, and the WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Always, new people are always welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. We're still studying one of our confirmation scriptures, which is Matthew 17 verse 12. Now I'm just going to read it again. It's the one that we used yesterday morning. But I, that Yahushua say unto you, that the disciples, that Elijah is come already. And they knew him not, but they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, they wanted. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. So what does Yahushua do here? He confirms his crucifixion and his resurrection and ascending into heaven. Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he must be a capital H, Yahushua, spoke about them of John the Baptist. Now, who was the first one that were immersing people that turned away from the 613 laws of Moses? John the Immerser, John the Baptist. So, they understood that he was Elijah. The Bible doesn't say he was Elijah. They understood that Yahushua spoke about John the Baptist. But Yahushua has said nothing about it. And this is where the presumptions that is made so many times, where people just for the sake of the benefit of it, just accept that, well, Yahushua was speaking about John the Baptist. And he didn't, he hasn't. And this is the time that we are living in. And also, a lot of the documents that's on internet is presumptions. People thinking they knew, and they don't have the hardcore proof to say this is the facts and that is the facts. And that's why I hate to speak about things that I doesn't know of. If I doesn't know of a subject, I will go and research it. I've got very good books in my library. I will research it. Pastor Rico will help me. We will research something till we come to the core of it before I will preach it. So then the disciples understood that Yahushua spoke about John the Baptist. And so many times, I had so many times in my life, people that says, but Prof, you said this and this and this. You made this statement. I said, no, sorry, not in my life. You can get me the video where I said this or said that. So I know what I say. Although there's 3,500 videos, well, in Afrikaans and in English. But tell me, where did I, show me where I said it, so I can rectify it, because that which you have said is unscriptural. I would have never said it. Verse 14, and when they, that was the disciples, came to the multitude, coming down the mountain. There came to him, that him is Yahushua, capital H, a certain man leading down to him, capital H, and saying, Lord. Now he would never have said Lord, because that time 2,000 years ago the word Lord never existed. The word Lord only came about in the 13th century. First of all capital letters. And then later on, the way it's written here in the 1611 King James. He would have said, Yaffa. He would have came, and that will be capital letters. Yaffa, my Elohim. Have mercy on my son. For he is a lunatic. And scores vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often in the water. So the son of this man was getting paralysis. He was taking fits. And in the course of taking that fit, he will fall in the fire or in water, which was dangerous for his own life. Now I want us to look what's going to happen. And I brought him, that's his son, to thy disciples. Thy must be a capital T. Thy disciples. And they could not cure him. They prayed, but nothing happened. You see, sometimes it is necessary that we also need to be desperate about what we are praying for. A lot of the time people will just pray in the thin air, just to make up time. A lot of time people will just pray. Some preachers will just preach about something that's got no connection whatsoever to this message or the teaching he's doing, just to make up time. And when we pray for something and it doesn't occur, we need to put a question mark. Why is it not happening? Is it the people that has been praying for my problem? Or is the problem myself? Because a lot of times I can be the problem. I have the illness or the sickness, and I can be the problem. Because there must be faith both ways. Faith is not just working one way. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Yahushua answered and said, O faithless, and perverse generation. Great speech. Now he's not just talking to this man. He's referring to the generation. I wonder what is Yahushua saying to this generation in the 21st century. I wonder. But he says here, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him Hitler to me. That me must be a capital M, because it's Yahushua. How long will I be with you? He's actually saying my time has been shortened. Because he was in his final year of preaching the gospel. Because the time that he was preaching the gospel was 3 years. 2 years only to Israel. In this third year, to the Gentiles. And he knew that his time was short. How long will I be with you? Time is running out. How long shall I suffer you? How long will I accommodate you? That suffer is not suffering, it's accommodate. bring him to me, bring Hitler to me. Then Yahushua rebuked the devil. I like the word Satan. Because the devil can be any spirit, evil spirit. But when we say he rebuked Satan, he spoke directly to the father of the lies. And he departed out of him. And he, who? The spirit. Departed out of immediately. It didn't happen a week later. The moment that Yahushua spoke to this demon, he realized that his time was short in that little boy's body. And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Instantly. Powerful. When we move in the Ruach HaKodesh, we move in the authority of Yahushua. Before he ascended into heaven, he said to his apostles, because then they became apostles, "What I have done, you shall do, and greater things. I will send you the other comforter, the Holy Spirit, the other comforter, which will lead and guide you in truth and righteousness, and convince you of unrighteousness." Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we have the comforter, Yahushua. Because through the Ruach, Yafa and Yahushua is dwelling in this temple, in this temple, in this body. And that's why we need to be sure that we treat our bodies or this temple with respect. Why? Because it's the indwelling place of Yahweh and Yahushua. Because Yahushua says he doesn't live in temples and these big auditoriums and cathedrals that is built with hands and temples. Yahushua has got no feeling for a temple anymore. Why would you say that? And Father Yahweh too. Because Yahweh allowed Caesar Titus 70 after Yahushua to demolish, burn the temple down in Jerusalem and demolish the walls of Jerusalem. So if he had desired to live in a temple built by hands, he would never allow for that temple to be broken down. Never. And that's why he says he's desiring to have communication with every one of us. I am not any more privileged than what you are, because I'm the professor. No. We live in the Ruach HaKodesh. We live in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Bible says, when Yahushua rebuked this demon, he departed immediately. He left the body of this little boy. I say, and the child was cured from that very hour. He didn't say in a week or 2 weeks. Now we're living in the time today, in the 21st century, 2026, where people is running after miracles, signs and wonders. There's so many of these television preachers and teachers who just want to just perform miracles, signs and wonders. I don't say the times has changed. They do occur. But today the Bible says that Yahweh desires that souls be saved every day. Because the Bible says when one soul is saved, one soul, there is gladness in heaven. Because of one soul. Because that one soul can be the starting point of thousands of others coming to the revelation name and the message of salvation through Yahshua's redemption blood. And that's why the Bible says it's better to go into heaven with one arm than going to hell with two arms. Going to heaven with one eye than going to hell with two eyes. This is just a body, but it is still the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, where through Yahweh and Yahshua manifest themselves. Until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.